Well, David, my boy,
I gather you've got, what's her name again? You know, your latest.
Oh, Jill Leslie.
Yeah, I gather she's coming down.
Well, yes.
Well, you're obviously going to enjoy your weekend in the country.
In what way, Father?
In what way? Pretty girl, romantic setting, what? Good heavens, boy, it's a life of bliss.
Being the biography of a bachelor, with Diana Churchill, Colin Gordon, Gladys Young, Carlton Hobbs, Harriet Johns, Godfrey Harrison, Denise Breyer, and Percy Edwards. Scene, the parental home of that shy young character, David Alexander Bliss, known to us as George Cole.
Why, good heavens, boy, it's
the perfect combination.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Pretty girl, a walk through the woods. Only wish I were your age again. What do you say, Tony?
Nothing, I'm too busy wishing. Did you really have to be chaperoned in those days?
Me?
No, Father.
Oh. Always. Usually by the girl's brother. Only for the first few minutes, though.
And after that?
You couldn't see the chaperone for the trees.
And he couldn't see you for dust. Yes, and quite right, too. I can never understand why parents don't trust their children.
Well, because they were young ones.
So?
They know about walks in the woods. I'm not saying they've got a guilty conscience.
I'm glad.
They're not so. Let's say they know the dangers.
Dangers?
Hmm.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the jungle?
Pretty sure.
Why? Well, I wondered if you were talking about wild beasts.
Well, hardly, old boy. I'm sure Father wasn't that wild. on the other hand, you know, it might be safer in the jungle.
Oh, definitely, from the girl's point of view.
How?
You would have to set about keeping the animals at bay.
Collect wood, build a fire.
And you can't do two things at once.
I haven't the vaguest idea what you're talking about. But I know it doesn't make sense.
No.
Well, of course not. How could it possibly be safer from her point of view? See, she might get mauled.
Not till you'd got the fire going.
And that's the whole point.
What?
You couldn't get going.
Well, I suppose it makes sense to you, but I don't know where we are.
On safari.
Yes, and I'm afraid we'll have to camp here for the night. Honestly, I've completely lost track.
You'll never get our parents to believe that. They've heard that one before.
Ah, at last, a landmark. Now, supposing they have, that's no excuse for not believing it.
Not in your case, bless your heart. Parents will never have to worry about you.
Oh, I worry sometimes.
No, but seriously, they jolly well ought to trust us. We're their own flesh and blood.
No need to rub it in.
It's a tricky problem, actually, and chaperoning's not the answer. You can't keep a check on youth any more than you can...
Wives can keep a check on husbands,
neatly put. What's more, it's fatal to try.
Oh, absolutely.
They still do, though.
Never stop.
Oh, that's not true of all parents.
No, but it's horribly true of most wives.
Oh, nonsense, Father.
So you wait till you're married. You'll see. Arrive home late and what happens? The moment you come through the door, the inevitable greeting, where have you been? There's no use telling them.
Why?
Well, they never believe a word you say, unless it's a confession.
Well, that hardly applies to mothers.
Oh, I'm talking about wives in general.
Yes, and in general, you're right.
Incredibly suspicious.
Understandably.
Meaning?
Husbands are suspect.
Same thing still applies. Badger a husband and you put him on the defensive. It pays it. Oh, there's the front door.
You'd better answer, David. It's probably Jill.
Well, I doubt it. She's not coming till tomorrow.
All right, I'll go.
Ah, good. That's settled. Now, where was I?
Wives badgering husbands.
Oh, yes. Fatal mistake. Pays them to allow us a certain freedom. It's like,
like political parties, however suspect. Check on their every move, and the movement goes underground.
Neatly put.
There we are. It's Mr. Harvey.
Oh, thank you, Mrs.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, of course.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Yes, of course.
Oh, well, Russell, nice to see you. Haven't seen you for ages.
Ah, nice to see you, my boy.
You know my brother-in-law, David.
Yes, sure, yes, we've met. When did you come down, Tony?
Yesterday evening. Father and I had a round of golf.
Beat him, Holler.
Yeah, really?
Inevitably. But then I don't think it matters who wins as long as it's Father.
Oh, nobody can say I'm a bad loser.
Not when you're losing. Nobody dare.
You mustn't go down here fairly early.
Yes, we did for once.
And you made the most of it.
Thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
As only golfers can. Lost our tempers, missed our putts, blamed our clubs, and cursed the caddy.
Oh, what a caddy, though. I'd never have believed anybody could be so clueless. And I'm his father.
I did my best.
I'm pulling your leg. How about a drink, Paul?
Not for me, thanks. I can't stop.
Oh, pity. I was looking for an excuse.
Funny you should say that.
What?
I came round to ask you a favor. You see, Lois thought she'd pop in and say hello to Anne.
When, this morning?
Sometime today.
Oh, good.
Not for me, old boy. Not good at all. Anything but. Got myself in a bit of a fix. You know how one does.
No one knows better. One has a wife oneself.
To cut a long story short, I was with you last night.
Oh. Oh, my dear chap. Oh, yes, so you were. Now, we bumped into you at the golf club.
Tennis club.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, that's the worst of being an athlete. At the tennis club, round about half past eight, wasn't it?
Seven.
You're absolutely right, yes. I remember looking at my watch. Seven it was.
It can't have been.
Hello, trouble with the caddy?
I was with you till long after that.
Hand me my putter.
David, remember at the third tee, Father asked you to keep your eye on his ball?
Oh, yes.
That's when we slipped over to the tennis club.
Got back. I got back just as it landed. Yes, my driving's improved.
Now, don't worry, Paul. You can count on David to be behind you.
I'm sorry to get you involved.
Oh, nothing to do with you, old man. He's always the same. Sorry, David. I couldn't resist it.
I meant you and Mr. Biss, actually. I didn't say anything about David being there. Still, I might have forgotten to mention it.
Easily. I've got a shocking memory myself. Do you know I've even forgotten what time we left you?
About 11.
Oh, as late as that, eh? Oh. Amazing how time passes when you meet an old friend. Look, we really must foregather soon, have a drink together and whisper over old times.
Whisper?
That's the sort of times we had. You called before I was nabbed.
Oh, yes, long before, and that brings me back to last night. I wouldn't want you to get the wrong idea about it.
Oh, my dear chap, as if we would. Why, what was her name?
There was a her.
I was.
Hey. Complete coincidence, mind you. Unfortunate coincidence, too. Lois and I had a slight tip. I bowled over to the club, and who do you think was there?
Who?
Fiona Tempest, old boy. Remember her?
Oh, I've got a shocking memory.
Oh, come now. She's an ex-girlfriend of yours, too.
Your name does ring a slight bell. Tall, rather slim.
Beautifully slim.
Mm. Fair, almost blonde, lovely complexion, blue eyes, long lashes. Yes, I do remember her vaguely. I haven't seen her for years. Oh, yes, I have, though. In the high street, about 6 months ago. Caught a glimpse of her disappearing in the distance.
Well, how on earth did you recognize her?
Oh, well, Fiona has a certain hypnotic quality.
But you only saw her from behind.
How... David, how does a hypnotist focus your attention?
By swinging something from side to side.
Same thing. Paul, what's she doing down here?
Her parents live here.
Oh.
Oh, so that's who you're talking about. I don't have them to speak to, but I know them by sight.
Well, what about Fiona? Have you ever seen her?
Tall, you say?
Tall and slim, fair hair, almost blonde.
Blue eyes, lovely complexion.
Several times.
And you wanted reminding?
No. I wanted to hear the description again.
Oh. You're right, she's quite a looker. I know. That's what makes last night so tricky. It was all perfectly innocent.
Naturally.
Never convinced Lois of that.
You never convince anyone.
And that's why I told her I was with you. Look, I must be off. Jolly grateful.
I'm sure you won't have one for the road.
No, I ought to get back. By the way, I told Lois I was going to the post office.
But I think you ought to have that drink if you said you were going to the post office. Get back quickly and she's bound to be suspicious.
You've talked me into it.
Good show.
Sherry? Couldn't be nicer.
Tony?
Yeah, might as well.
You must think I'm all sorts of a cad.
No, we don't think anything of the sort.
Lois has always been jealous and I've never given her the slightest cause. Well, that proves I'm a cad talking behind her back. But it's true all the same. I take one point. We all have to work late sometimes.
Well, of course we do. As a matter of fact, I was pretty late myself last Thursday. Anne was infuriating about it.
Really?
Absolutely. It was as much as I could do to stop myself from telling her the truth. I had an important snooker match. But as I'd been late twice already... Oh, still, you don't want to hear my trouble.
I'm sure Anne's not like Lois. The moment
there
I... thanks. The moment I set foot in the house, I'm in the dock. Literally cross-examined, oh boy. And boy, what a prosecuting counsel. I really am a cad.
No need to worry this time, Paul. The defense can rest. You've got a car...
Tony?
Oh, thanks, Father. You've got a cast iron alibi, reliable witnesses, and with luck on your side, David won't fall.
Well, I only hope you're right. I make a shocking witness. Oh, hello, that's that Psyche in the front garden. I know she's out there because I saw her through.
Oh, heavens.
What?
Coming through the gate.
Who?
Mrs. Harvey.
Oh, no, not the rich.
You're positive.
Oh, well,
that's best. Never say died. Did you come in the car?
No, walked. Splendid. She didn't know you were here. Quickly.
Out through the French window.
Oh, no, look.
There we are.
I'll go and warn Mother and Anne, not to say.
It's no good, Tony. I can't do this. It's too much like a French farce.
Well, better a French farce than the guillotine.
Oh, heavens.
There she is. How do I get out of the garden? Gate in the fence. Go and answer it, David.
All right.
Oh, and David.
Yes?
Shut the door.
Right.
There's the gate. Look, far corner. Pass at the back, leads right round.
You're a friend indeed.
My dear fellow.
You know I'd do the same for you.
I'll let you know when.
get you.
Oh, Tony's in here.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Tony.
Lois, what a nice surprise. Is Paul with you?
No, I've only popped in to see Anne for a second. When did you come down, Tony? This morning?
No, yesterday evening. Didn't Paul tell you?
Oh, yes, of course. You bumped into him.
At the tennis club. You're round about 7.
Oh, were you there too, David?
Well, yes. Yes, yes, David was there.
Only Paul forgot to mention it. You must have...
You're right, he must. But how did you know he had?
Well, I didn't know.
You seem to.
Well, you seem surprised.
I was, rather.
Well, that's how I knew.
Ah. That explains it.
Oh, jolly good. Next witness?
David, old boy, would you go and tell Anne Lois is here?
Oh, she already knows.
Does she? How?
Well, Father went to warn her. She was... Father, he was there as well, you know.
Where?
At the tennis club.
Oh, Lois, I'm terribly sorry. Would you have a sherry?
Sounds lovely. You must have got down here fairly early, Tony.
Well, yes, evening. Yes, we did for once.
And you made the most of it.
Thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
As only golfers can.
Golfers?
Oh, only tennis players can. You know, lost their tempers, muffed their service, blamed the racket and cursed the caddy. The umpire. Just the umpire.
In that case, I can guess who the players were. Tony and Paul. Am I right?
Oh, no. Wrong. Here's Tony and Paul.
And a fellow at the club. Actually, this was earlier on. There we are. One sherry.
Thank you. Why were you left out, David?
Left out?
Out of the game. Wouldn't they let you play?
Oh, good gracious, no. I was only caddying.
Umpiring.
Umpiring.
I can't say I envy you. It's such a thankless job.
Oh, it is, rather.
Tiring, too. You have to walk so far.
Oh, miles.
As a tennis umpire?
Oh, up and down the steps.
I'm sorry I shouldn't tease you, but I couldn't be more mystified.
That's not unusual when you're talking to David.
That's very unkind.
Yeah, but absolutely true.
Just to clear up the mystery, which was it, tennis or golf?
Tennis.
You're sure?
Positive. And I was the caddy.
Mrs. Harvey.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bliss.
Anne will be with you in a second.
Oh, good. We were just talking about last night.
Oh, wonderful evening.
Here's your drink, Father.
Oh, thanks.
Yours is here, David.
Mine?
Your sherry. Hardly touched.
Oh, no, that's not mine. That was Paul.
Poured out by mistake. A silly mistake, too.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't be more suspicious. You know what I think?
What?
I think Paul's been here this morning.
Here?
Here.
Whatever makes you think that? Did he say he was coming?
No, but that doesn't prove anything. You men have a habit of not going where you say you're going.
Well, I'm sure he has gone there.
Where?
Wherever he said he was going.
Where was that?
No. You don't trip me up that easily. He didn't say. I couldn't say. I mean, he hasn't been here, so how would I know?
He's only gone to the post office. He's probably back by now.
Probably. It doesn't take long from here. you're even nearer.
Hello, Lois.
Anne, darling. Sorry I was coping with Alexander. That's all right. How is he?
Wonderful, baby.
I'd love to go and see him, may I? Yes, if you like. Oh, that reminds me. Will you go and get the pram over the car for me, Tony?
Oh, dear, must I feel a bit stiff after my tennis?
After your
tennis? Last night at the club.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting. I shall need it soon. Coming, Lois? Yes. I'll have to be going, so I'll say goodbye now.
Here we go. What a
regards to Paul.
Thank you for the sharing.
Oh, pleasure.
Teddy, fantastic. Utterly fantastic.
Oh, so it was you, Daisy.
Why, I told you I would make a good witness.
A good witness? My dear boy, you could get an innocent man convicted for a murder that had never been committed.
I can't see myself getting involved in a murder case.
I can. What's more, they'd let the fellow off.
I couldn't help it.
That's all he'd have to say to get off.
How much do you think Lois gets?
Not a thing. She didn't have to.
Well, I'm sorry,
Tony. Oh, it's all right, old boy. It's all right. It wasn't your fault. Sorry I blew up. I'm worried for Paul's sake.
Well, you never know. Perhaps Lois didn't cotton on.
Oh, not much chance of that. Oh, yes, there is, though. Just a vague chance. How did the muddle start? Do you remember, David?
Well, no.
No. Nor do I.
One minute we were bumping into Paul, next minute you were umpiring a match between me and a complete stranger.
I don't follow.
That's what I mean. I doubt if Lois did either. We'll have to wait for Anne to get a final verdict.
Well, verdict's right. You know, it was exactly like being in the witness box. And yet, you know, she's an awfully nice person.
Awfully silly.
Well, let's be fair. He had been rather deceitful.
Only proves my point. Remember what I said about husbands? Check on their every move, and the movement goes underground.
You said?
Oh, well, one of us.
Why, I still don't agree. I mean, supposing it had been you, Tony. So supposing you'd met, what was her name?
Fiona Tempest.
Well, I'm sure you'd have told Anne.
Well, naturally.
You would?
Well, of course. But then Anne's not like Lois. I could afford to tell her.
You didn't tell her you were playing snooker last Thursday.
Oh, that was different. Not so much deceitful as tactful.
Did you tell her you caught sight of Fiona in the high street?
Well, that was 6 months ago.
So?
Well, I've got a shocking memory.
Did you tell her?
Well, it was hardly worth mentioning.
That's what I thought.
Would you have told Mother?
Oh, she doesn't even know the girl.
So?
She wouldn't have been interested.
That's what I thought. Anyway, there may not have been her. I haven't seen her for years.
That's not what you said before. Not that I'm blaming you. Women have only got themselves to blame.
Honestly, Father, I've never known anything so biased.
Well, what do you know about it? It's true, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, partly. They're suspicious to a degree.
Yes, third degree.
Right. Some are worse than others. Less are hard and better than most.
Now, perhaps you'll explain.
Oh, hello, dear. I was just talking about you. Mm-hmm. Saying what a trusting wife you are.
Why? What have you been up to?
Ah, see? Implicit trust.
Has Lois gone?
Yes.
How did she sound?
I really wouldn't know. I was too busy trying to sound convincing. What's Paul been up to?
Nothing.
Oh, no, that won't do. You enlisted me as a conspirator. I've got a right to know the cause.
Well, he just happened to meet an ex-girlfriend at the club.
Accidentally?
Obviously.
Then why couldn't he tell Lois?
Well, because he's not as lucky as me, that's why.
Meaning what?
Well, if it happened to me, I could afford to tell you.
Has it happened to you?
Oh, implicit trust. Bless your heart, you're wonderful.
Have you got something on your conscience?
I'll go and get the pram. Oh, hello, Mother.
He's getting a little restless. I think it's time...
Yes, to get it now.
I'll come and give you a hand.
Won't take us a second.
I must say, Carol's awfully good with her baby brother.
I wonder if he has been up to something.
Who, dear? Alexander?
No, Paul.
Tony.
Tony?
I say, got a guilty conscience.
Oh, nonsense. I'm surprised at you.
I'm sure Anne's not serious.
Oh, I wish I'd never borrowed that wretched book.
What book's this, dear?
The Problems of Married Life. By the time I'd finished reading it, we'd got all of them.
That's the truth, if you're serious.
I have been worried recently.
Not about Tony.
Hmm.
I can't imagine why. You've never had the slightest reason to suspect him.
Not in the past, no. But you know what they say. Husbands are most likely to stray when you've been married 7 years.
Well, you'll be married 10.
I know, that's why I'm worried. It's long overdue. Oh, I suppose I'm being silly.
Very. Has anything happened to make you feel like this?
Little things.
Such as?
Last Thursday. He didn't come home till 10:30.
Ah, but that was different. Not so much deceit. That was completely different.
Why?
Well, you know why. He was playing late at the office.
Playing?
You were working late.
Now, why should you have said that?
Well, it's not all that surprising. After that session with Lois, I've got games on the mind.
Fun and games?
I say, steady on.
I've obviously missed something. How does Lois come into it?
Why, I got into the most terrible muddle.
Over what?
Tennis and snooker. Yeah, snooker and golf. No, golf and tennis.
Oh, so that's where he was on Thursday. Why couldn't he say so? He's as bad as Paul.
Oh, they're all the same, dear.
Oh, well, I suppose it could have been worse.
Well, how do you mean?
Tony might have accidentally met an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, good gracious, no. He hadn't seen her for years. Fiona Tempest. Except once, and then... He hasn't seen any of them.
Ah, no. No, too late.
I've heard that name before.
Who is she, David?
Oh, look, I'd rather not say.
Would you rather I suspected the worst?
Oh, gosh. Look, you're not going to believe this.
On the contrary, I'd believe you. Well, I wouldn't believe Tony.
She's the girl Paul met last night.
I don't believe a word of it.
There you are. What did I tell you?
Anything but the truth.
It is the truth, honestly. She's an ex-girlfriend of Paul's, too.
What an odd coincidence.
Well, coincidences do happen, you know.
So they say, but they're mostly men.
And that's all there is to it?
That's all.
You've got nothing to add?
Nothing. May I stand down now? I mean...
I know what you mean. And you may.
Oh, jolly good.
What did Tony say when he heard about it?
Gosh, I'm soon back.
I'm not cross-examining you now.
No?
Purely conversational, I promise. Did Tony remember Miss Tempest? Tempest?
Well, not at first, no. And even when he did, only vaguely.
Oh, of course they live on the other side of the village.
Who?
Her parents, I suppose.
Have you seen the daughter?
There, I think, sir.
Attractive?
Very. Tall girl, rather slim, fair hair.
Almost blonde. Blue eyes, long lashes, lovely complexion.
Your description or Tony's?
Tony's. Get to Tony's. Tony's memory is not that good. I told you, he only remembered her vaguely.
Naturally. He's only seen her once since we were married.
Yes, and even then he only saw... How do you know?
You told me.
I did?
Started to.
Tony's right. I could get an innocent man convicted for a murder that was never committed.
Well, there's no chance in you being involved in a murder case, surely.
Every chance. And I'm sure they'll let Tony off.
That's more than I'm going to do. When did he... Oh, dear. There's Alexander.
I'll go.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
That's all right. I'm sure you want to talk to David.
Now then, when did Tony meet her?
About 6 months ago in the High Street. He caught a glimpse of her disappearing in the distance.
Disappearing in the distance. You're sure about that?
Quite sure.
In other words, he was able to recognize her at a distance from behind, and yet you say he only remembered her vaguely.
Well, I...
The prosecution rests. Until Tony comes in, I shall need all my strength then.
Well, I'm glad you're taking it as a joke.
I'm not. Not for a second. I suppose he was covering up for Paul. It wasn't the other way around.
The other way around?
It wasn't by any chance Tony who met her last night.
No, for goodness sake, not by any chance.
I wonder.
Well, I ought to know. I was with him.
All evening?
Yes, all evening.
You were in the house by 9. I opened the door for you.
Look, you've got me in such a state, I don't know what I'm saying.
You've only got yourself to blame for that.
Yes, and you'll only have yourself to blame if you start badgering Tony like otherwise.
David.
I'm sorry, Anne, but it's a fatal mistake, you know. And I'm sure it would be fatal if you went on about it.
About what?
Tony and Fiona. Check on their every move, and the movement will go underground.
Oh, so he's planning to see her again?
No, I didn't mean that.
What did you mean?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I do know one thing. I've told you nothing that Tony wouldn't tell you himself.
With you in a second. I
know. Oh, all right, then. We'll see. Not a word. Not a word from you, though. Understand?
The baby carriage awaits without.
Oh, thank you, darling. Tony.
What?
I've been thinking. Hmm? I've got a feeling Lois does suspect something.
Oh, dear, does she?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, I say, poor old Paul.
She asked about somebody called Fiona Tempest.
Did she indeed?
I suppose that's the girl he met last night.
Yes.
Have you ever met her?
Well, yes, years ago.
What's she like?
Oh, I've got a shocking memory.
Perhaps I can help.
Can you?
Yes, Mother happens to have seen her. She's tall and slim.
Tall and slim. Yes, I do remember her vaguely.
Fair hair, almost blonde, blue eyes, long lashes, lovely complexion. She's an ex-girlfriend of yours. You saw her in the High Street 6 months ago, and I couldn't be angrier.
Have you any last words? I couldn't help it. That's all I'll have to say to get up. You've really surpassed yourself. I've heard of homebreakers before, but you must be the first to break two in one morning. Why, good heavens, you only need your mother and father to make it a hat trick.
No.
Just a second, Tony. I'm sorry. Really sorry. But if you told Anne in the first place, it could never have happened.
Oh, hitting back, eh?
Well, good for you. Good for me, too. Just what I needed.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I deserve every word of it, Uma. I'd better go and apologize to Anne while I'm in a penitent mood. I take it that's all you told her?
Yes.
Splendid.
No.
Snooker last Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, well, never mind.
I seem to have spoiled the whole weekend.
No, don't be silly. Tomorrow's another day. Jill will be here and everything in the woods will be lovely. It'll all have blown over by then.
Hello, you. You're just in time. Go on, in you go. Your master needs cheering up.
Nothing, really. It's just been one of those mornings. No wonder people talk to their dogs. It's so much safer.
Tomorrow's another day.
Well, that's what you said yesterday.
Yes.
I see. So you and Anne haven't made it up after all?
Afraid not.
Did you try and explain?
Oh, yes, I tried.
But she wouldn't listen.
That we shall never know.
Why?
She never paused for breath.
And since then, silence?
Deathly. Are you and Jill going out?
Oh, yes. She's gone to change her shoes.
I'll go and have another shot at breaking the silence. Where is Anne, do you know?
Oh, no. There you are,
Tony. Oh, come on, Psyche. We'll wait in the garden.
What?
Yeah, no, this way. Through the French window.
I wonder why he's in such a hurry.
I wonder. Look,
Tony,
Anne,
I just...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, just that I'm sorry.
You?
And a little ashamed.
Oh, don't be silly, Anne. I'm the one to be sorry.
Oh, I agree.
Yes, I thought you
were. I shouldn't have asked all those stupid questions.
Well, I should tell you things without asking, and that's what I intend to do in the future. Tell you everything, every detail.
Oh, no, no, don't do that. It'd make me even more suspicious.
It would?
Well, of course. I feel sure you've got something on your conscience.
Oh, I see.
You don't, but it doesn't matter. Now, I have a confession to make.
What?
Well, just recently. Only recently, mind you. For the first time in our married life, I've been haunted by a quite ridiculous fear.
What?
The other woman.
Other woman.
A figment of my imagination.
But I don't understand. Oh, no, you can't seriously have imagined there was anything between Fiona and me.
Fiona's fact's not figment.
And?
Faced with the fact, I found I couldn't believe it. Not for a second.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Why? Is there anything between you?
Oh, you're wonderful. And I haven't got anything on my conscience.
I must go and find Carol. We're going down to the village.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Oh, will you? Good.
I'll be with you in a second. All just right. Want to have a word with David. David! Sorry. Come on, then. Yes? It's all over, old boy.
Oh, jolly
so
good.
So there you are. We're back where we started. You're off on safari and we're out of the jungle.
Oh, I couldn't be more pleased.
David?
Oh, in here, Joe.
Oh, you ready, darling?
Yes.
Anna and I just walked down to the village. See you later. Enjoy yourself.
Well, don't worry, we will. Well, that's funny. It was here a moment ago.
What?
Psyche's lead. I know you don't, but we're taking it all the same.
Well, where shall we go?
Oh, through the jungle. Where else? Here, through the woods.
That's better.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'll be jolly exciting in the jungle.
I'd hate it.
Why?
Why do you think? I might get mauled.
Oh, you wouldn't, you know. Not till I got the fire going.
David, I'm surprised at you.
Why, what did I say?
You know what you said.
Yes, well, I don't understand it.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Quite the reverse, in fact. I thought it was going to be a terrible weekend. It certainly started badly, but it's different now.
Different?
Completely. A pretty girl, a romantic setting. Why, good gracious, it's...
The perfect combination?
The perfect ending.
That was A Life of Bliss, the artist taking part with David Bliss, George Cole, Anne Fellows, Diana Churchill, Tony Fellows, Colin Gordon, Psyche the Dog, Percy Edwards, Mrs. Bliss, Gladys Young, Mr. Bliss, Carlton Hobbs, Lois Harvey, Harriet Johns, Paul Harvey, Godfrey Harrison, Jill Leslie, Denise Breyer. This recorded program was written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by Leslie Bridgemont.
Thank you.